All of that at 6:30. Now, though, at 4:00, it's time for Music Planet with Lopa Kotari.
And we start with beautiful voices from the Pacific, Colombia's Cantares del Pacífico, who've dreamed of recording their music for generations. This is Chigualo.
Con la pata, chihuahua con los pies,
Chigualo from Aguajes de Mar y Manglar, Marshes and Mangroves, released on Chaco World Music. This is truly an album of love and patience. Cantares del Pacífico is a group from Buenaventura in Colombia, and they've waited almost six generations to record the music of their heritage. It came to fruition because of the efforts of Erin Corat, the queen of Chonta Marimba, often called the jungle piano, and her desire to preserve her family's cultural heritage. And at the end of this month, Beto Arcos is sending us a special delivery postcard when he takes us on a road trip to the Petronio Alvarez Festival in Cali, Colombia's biggest Afrocentric festival of roots music. And it will have a special focus on the kind of music you just heard, the marimba, the chonta, and various styles from Colombia's Pacific coast. Well, a very warm welcome to Music Planet. Lots of great music to share with you today, including something from the Balemaya Project, who did a brilliant set at WOMAD this year, and some great recordings from Radio France of concerts that took place at their Studio 104 this year. And our classic artist is Amar Ezzahi, a legend of chabi music from Algeria. We head to Brazil now, though, and Bexiga 70, Sao Paulo's 10-piece collective. They're in the UK in a few weeks' time, performing on the 18th of October at the Jazz Cafe in London and at the Blues Kitchen in Manchester the following day on the 19th to promote their latest album, Vapor. And this is Malungu. The chimes of the keyboard taking Brazil's big band Bexiga 70 into a whole new realm of groove and rhythm. That was the single Malungu and the opening track of their album that was co-written by acclaimed and trailblazing female percussionist Simone Sow, who also features on the track. Vapor is Bexiga 70's first album in 4 years, and I, for one, will be seeing them when they're here in the UK with all their glorious grooves in October. And while we're in Brazil, here's another song I want you to hear. Luisa Leanne, a multimedia artist and musician with a very left-field sensibility. Have a listen to this. Eu estou aqui. I'm here.
Pode ser que eu esteja aqui por todos os motivos errados, mas eu estou aqui. A vida me veste, me despe em seu belo delírio em movimento. Eu estou aqui. Terra plana, carro enguiçado, rio de lama, mar envenenado. Eu estou aqui. Onde é o fim do mundo? Que hora chega o futuro? Qual a altura desse muro? Por mais fundo que seja o fundo do mar, o mar tem fundo. Eu estou aqui. Narciso nunca viveu, nem é copirou numa colagem. Mas ficamos nós de filhos, fantasmas e miragens. Data estás free control, data estás free control, data estás free control. Não se iludam, o mistério não é data. Minha mente reluz, dada. Uma aposta no absurdo, um tiro no abismo. Uma ideia sem finalidade, uma impossibilidade. Eu estou aqui. Será que nós vamos ter paz? 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 Eu estou aqui. Livre da matéria, ou livre desse sem fim de reproduzir a minha própria imagem. Talvez eu seja livre, talvez não, mas eu estou aqui. Eu estou aqui. Eu estou aqui. História mal contada, memória distorcida, um beijo mal dado, romance esquisito. Eu estou aqui. Tudo, nada, 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 sobe o prédio, desce o pão. Escadas para o céu não são entradas para Deus. Deus ajuda quem não espana. Morre o homem, fica o drama.
Luisa Leanne and the opening track from her album, the title in English is Seven Stars Who Tore the Sky. For me, she's a bit of Tulipa meets Seu meets Lucas Santana. She's quirky, modern and bathed in wonderful electronic production. Now, Fatoumata Diawara. We've played several tracks from her new album, London Co., on the programme over the last few months. Here's a chance to hear one of those songs live. It was recorded by Radio France in their Studio 104 in Paris back in May. This is Tolon.
Bonsoir, Paris!
The audience of Radio France's Studio 104 in Paris totally loving Fatoumata Diawara. Whether it's a bit of laid-back blues or full-on rock, Fatou has become one of the great voices of Mali. I'm Lapa Katari and this is Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. We've come across many voices from Georgia over the years, and what they all have in common is that they are extraordinary. Whether a full ensemble of men in black warrior garb like Iberi, or a solitary voice like this one, Asmat Longishvili. She's just one of 3,000 Tsova people from the mountainous region of Tusheti, and one of only 1,000 who still speak their native Batsbi language. Here she is, just her and her accordion.
Hali,
Asmat Longishvili and a song there called Heart, just one of 19 wonderful tracks on Made in Zemo Alvani Batsby Music from Georgia, which is out now on Antonovka Records. Now, last July in a field in Wiltshire, this band, Ballymeyer Project, cast a spell on their audience on the DMB stage at WOMAD. The best thing ever, to quote my brother-in-law, who's been to almost every single WOMAD since it began in 1982. So, for you, Tim, and all of the WOMADers who were there this year, here's a track to take you back. There's Nothing Left for Us Here, from Ballymeyer Project's latest album, When the Dust Settles.
Toro, Ambetaso Kobena watile Fuitombolo Ambetaso Ambetaso Ambetaso
the voice of Fazara Sako, leading Balimaya Project in song. Mandé Jazz is what they call their music, and When the Dust Settles is their second album. And so to our classic artist this week, Amar Ezzahi, a figurehead of Algeria's Chabi music, music that had emerged from the less salubrious parts of old Algiers in the 1930s, that by the 1950s had actually become the soundtrack to weddings and religious festivals. Well, Ezzahi was a singer and a mandolin player, and he brought this form of music to the masses. He grew up in the Kasbah in Algiers and seems to have been quite an extraordinary man. He recorded many songs, but made only two full-length albums. He shunned the media and even refused to take his royalty checks. Plus, he avoided formal concerts and preferred instead to perform live at cafes and restaurants all around the city. Well, here's one of his recordings, and it's called Sully Trash.
مازال ما عرف الغمرات الحب في حياته 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 مازال ما عرف شو صارتني 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 مازال ما عرف شو سهرات الليل والنسوح سهرتني مداق كاس حنظل وعرف مدات مشواده مدات مشواده ما فسر المعاني وجاب القيل وجاب القيل وجاب القيل ما فسر المعاني وجاب القيل والمسوح وجاب القيل ري وعلمي وحربي بصواب والريح كاش يعرف في عوم فيه يصرف المواتي شبه نكتر حتى يحن ربي ويعطف عليه سالي فراش قلبي يعطي كفار وسالي سالي 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 بالولد ما تعد به ولا تنشبه سالي طراش قلبي يعني كما
Sully Thrush in all its scratchy glory, but what a rich voice. One of the earlier recordings of Amar Azahi, one of the most important voices of Chabi music in Algeria and today's choice as classic artist. Well, we return now to Studio 104 at Radio France Paris for a couple of songs from the pioneers of desert blues, Tinariwen, musicians from the Sahara in northern Mali who've successfully blended traditional Tuareg music with Western rock and won many fans along the way. This is Kek Al-Gham.
وجديك لم انسى مجامع جرتين سوت بتمسنا في رخاء ومغنم العالم
Ça va?
Oui.
Ah, merci beaucoup. Ça fait longtemps. Hein.
Thank you.
السيس نطاع كنا سوا على خير تابور كنا زازلاج أفلت جرودا تكنيت نطاج أفلت جرودا تكنيت نطاج تكنيت
Two songs there from Tanarewen, written by lead singer Abdallah Al-Husseini, recorded live in Paris by Radio France in their Studio 104 back in May. Well, just looking ahead to tomorrow, over on Six Music, Karis Matthews has the Mexican band La Sonora Santanera live in session at Maida Vale. This is tropical music from an orchestra that dates back to the 1950s with trumpets to the fore. That's Karis Matthews tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on Six Music, BBC Sounds and on your smart speaker. And talking of sessions, you might remember Oki, who we featured on Music Planet towards the end of last year. Oki Kano is half Japanese, half Ainu, the Ainu being one of the native people of Sakhalin, the island where Russia borders northern Japan. Well, after their session for us, they went on to perform at Cafe Otto as part of the EFG London Jazz Festival. And I'm delighted to say that they recorded that gig and they brought it out as an album called Live at Cafe Otto, and it's out now on MyZoom. Here's the opening track. Tari hun chi ka Thank you. from their new album Live at Cafe Otto. That was Oki. That release is out now on Maisum. And stick around for more sounds from Japan in today's J2Z straight after this programme. Now, in case you haven't heard, Lake Junction is running a season around music on cassette, brilliantly named Cassette Temper. Ostinato Records are no strangers to the format, having rediscovered and reissued many cassette recordings of unsung heroes from East Africa. And next week, Ostinato's Vic Sahoni will be Catherine Tickell's guest, talking about their latest release, synthesized Sudan Astro-Nubian electronic Yaglara sounds from the Fashaga underground. This is the music imaginings of Yantra, which aptly means craziness. He's called this music Yaglara, and having refashioned his keyboard to produce sounds and tones more in tune with his world, he just plays melodies that come to him and records them in real time. Produced by Ostinato's Yanto Koita, this is one of the amazing and utterly contagious tracks on the album. Cosmic sounds, for sure.
By Yantra, ending this week's Music Planet, which was presented by Lopakotari. This is BBC Radio 3, it's 5 o'clock, and it's time now for J2Z.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jamal Kerfashala, and on the show today, I'm exploring Japan's rich jazz scene, playing classic records from across the decades and the best new releases. Kicking us off, one of the leading lights of the Japanese scene, trumpeter Takuya Kuroda. From his latest album, Midnight Crisp, this is Time Coil.